Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
In a couple days, marriage will be on the Romanian ballot, and people in Romania will be able to vote on this important issue. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Holly, today is Friday, and on October 7, people will go to the polls in the nation of Romania, and there they will vote to amend their constitution. And this finally is on the ballot. The senators recently voted 107 to 13 to ultimately allow this referendum to continue. Currently, the constitution in Romania speaks of marriage as a union between, quote, spouses, close quote, but the amendment will actually say it's a union between a man and a woman. In the past, when they obviously put this in the Constitution, they never thought about marriage being considered anything other than a man and a woman. Spouses is what everyone understood, a man and a woman.
Right.
But because of some of the threats to marriage, they ultimately decided, let's go to the polls and actually amend the Constitution to include specifically man and woman as marriage.
But you know what's exciting is that last year they had more than 3 million Romanian citizens signed a petition saying that this is what we want in the referendum, to define marriage as one man, one woman. And that is amazing, Matt, because there's only less than 20 million in the country. So then they invited our own Harry Mihet and Kentucky County Clerk Kim Davis, who's our client as well, to come over and do kind of a tour and speak about the importance of marriage being defined as one man and one woman.
Right, and Harry Mihet is Romanian by birth.
Absolutely.
And he immigrated to the United States when he was a young boy with his family after the Romanian Revolution that ultimately overthrew the dictator Ceausescu. And the revolution began in his little town.
Right. And of course, Kim Davis was jailed for 6 days because of her stand for natural marriage between one man and one woman.
Yeah. So, I mean, they went throughout Romania and they met with high-level government as well as religious leaders throughout Romania talking about the threat to marriage and particularly religious freedom as well if marriage is redefined. And by that time, the senators had not voted. There was some reluctance on some of the senators, but there was 3 million people that signed the petition, but notwithstanding, the senators still had to vote. Kim Davis and Harry Mihet went through Romania, and now the senators voted, and in 2 days, they will vote on changing, modifying, amending the Constitution to specifically replace spouses with one man and one woman, the union not just between spouses, but the union between a man and a woman.
And you know, Matt, this is just a reminder to me how one person can help make a difference. Let's take Kim Davis, for example. She's a Kentucky County clerk that's working in a small town there in Rowan County doing her job, and then she gets bombarded by these homosexual couples wanting her to sign the same-sex marriage license, and her whole world was turned upside down. That's where we came on the scene to defend her, and of course, she tells a story in her book, which is just, it's incredible. It's gripping to see that. And then she eventually goes across the planet to Romania to share her story and had an impact now on the referendum there.
And, you know, Harry, of course, as a young boy, and his father was a pastor, grew up in Romania, and he saw the repression of the government, the communist government, against Christians and religious freedom.
Right.
He looked to America as a bastion of freedom, and they eventually immigrated to America, and he became an attorney, and he's been working with Liberty Counsel for a number of years now.
Mm-hmm. I think 10 years now, huh?
And he's vice president of legal affairs and chief litigation counsel for Liberty Counsel. And he has seen some disturbing trends, as many people from former communist countries tell me, happening in America that ultimately present threats to religious freedom.
Right.
And certainly you see threats to religious freedom within this LGBT / same-sex marriage agenda here in the U.S.
Right. So then he could go back to his home country and share what's going on in America and like, you don't want this over here. You know.
So pray for the Romanians. You know, when you look at 20 million people and 3 million people, I think per capita, that's the largest collection of signatures anywhere. In Florida, we were part of the largest ever grassroots mobilization of signatures in the history of Florida, still is that record. And Florida's 20 million people. Florida has the same amount of people as the entire nation of Romania.
Right.
We didn't get anywhere near 3 million signatures. We got more than enough to get on the ballot. But to get 3 million in a nation of 20 million is astounding.
That's amazing. That's really amazing. So praise God that, you know, he was able to use Harry and Kim to go over there and make a difference with these legislators and religious leaders.
And, you know, Kim has written a book called Under God's Authority.
Right. And she said she can't even get through the book without crying. I mean, she's lived this story, obviously, but it's a gripping story and it's a reminder.
It's not whether God's going to call you to stand up. It's just a matter of when.
It's when, right.
So be prepared.
Exactly.
She was a county clerk. And in fact, the book shows a lot of history and behind-the-scenes information that is really moving. Everybody I've talked to, when you start reading the book, you don't want to stop.
Right. And the photographs of her in shackles and things like that as well.
You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and go to the online store and buy the book for a contribution to Liberty Counsel, Under God's Authority by Kim Davis. And this story really is compelling because Kim was going to retire.
Right.
She had been working as a deputy clerk who was an employee under her mom, who was the elected clerk for almost 40 years. Her mom was in that position, and Kim had been there for about 2 decades. So when her mom ultimately was going to transition out, her thought was she's just going to retire and spend time with the grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
But God had different plans for her. And she ended up running for office and ended up being elected at the time that her mom did retire because she had injured her back. And she got put in this position just in time for the 2015 Supreme Court opinion.
Right.
She was elected in November of 2014, took office right away in 2015, and was right in the middle of this national and then international news story.
And you know, Matt, we created a video with Kim, and it'll kind of get your appetite wet for the book. There's a lot of information about her as well as the video, and she was also on CBN recently as well. But it really, from her heart, she shares the story, and then you'll want to read the rest of it in the book.
And that specific website is?
lc.org/Kim.
lc.org/Kim. Go there and you can watch the video about Kim Davis. But I encourage you to get the book. It's not a large book. You can read it in a couple of settings, but you won't want to stop because it is an inspiring book. It is an inside view of what happened to Kim Davis, a woman that is really grounded in the Lord, someone whose life was prepared for this through a transformative experience 4.5 years before this broke out on the national and international scene.
Right. So it's a wake-up call to all of us. As we said, it's not if God will call you, it's when. And because she was so grounded in the Lord, she was prepared. So the question is, are we prepared?
And when I visited her the day after she was incarcerated, she was in an orange jumpsuit. And as I was finishing the visit, I asked her, I said, so what do you do? What did you do last night and today? You're here by yourself in the cell. What do you do? And she said, well, she sings praises to God, and she's engaged in a Bible study. She told me what it was, and it was a deep theological study of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. And she, to this day, says that that experience in prison was some of her most spiritually memorable days. Mm-hmm. Where she was there with time to contemplate and pray and literally praise the Lord. She would still be there if she had to. But, you know, God used this woman in so many ways. A new governor was elected in Kentucky, who is a pro-life Christian, pro-marriage, Matt Bevin. The legislature came together, Republicans and Democrats, and unanimously passed a religious liberty accommodation bill for her and all the clerks. All of this because a woman was willing to be used by her Lord because she had been changed by her Lord Jesus Christ. An inspiring read, Kim Davis's book, Under God's Authority. Go to lc.org/Kim, or just lc.org, and go to the online store, and you can order the book, Under God's Authority, by Kim Davis. That's lc.org. Remember to pray for Kim and pray for this ministry, and continue to stand by this ministry financially with your prayers and financial support. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.